On Monday morning, an old-time New Orleans PD homicide investigator named Dana Majelli sat down in my office and played the recording tape that had been recovered from the destroyed boombox at the murder scene off Magazine Street. Majelli had dark, close-clipped hair and dark skin and wore a neat mustache and still played an aggressive handball game 3 days a week at the New Orleans Athletic Club. Photos from the crime scene and a composite sketch of the shooter were spread on top of my desk. Why would Zipper call the hitter the trail back to your mother, Dave? He told me he saw two cops kill my mother back in the 60s. Maybe the guys who did it put the hitter on Zipper Klum. Who might these guys be? Search me. Majelli leaned forward in his chair and rested his elbows on my desk. We've run the shooter through the computer system every way we could. Nothing. He's got the look of a genuine sociopath, but if there's paperwork on him anywhere, we can't find it.
I think he's a new guy, just starting out, Dana, making his bones with somebody. He was personally upset he couldn't make a clean hit, but he was still doing everything right until he went back to smash the boombox. He knew he was leaving something behind, but his head was on a full-tilt boogie and he couldn't think his way through the problem. So he tore up the boombox, but he left us the tape. He's an ambitious new player on the block who doesn't quite have ice water in his veins yet. Majelli rubbed his chin with two fingers.
I had a Tulane linguist listen to the tape. He says the accent is Upper South, Tennessee or Kentucky, reasonably educated, at least for the kind of dirtbags we usually pull in. I nodded.
There's another possibility in this case. It was Zipper Klum's perception the hitter was sent by the people who killed my mother. That doesn't make it so.